Coach, this is probably one of those games that wasn't pretty, a flat start, but your team found a way to win, and that was big at the end. But you guys somehow get the victory here tonight against some adversity early on.
You know, they were pretty tough early on. Our linebackers were filling inside. At halftime, we made the adjustment to have them fill outside of the double team on the tackles, and it seemed to stop them a little bit. Got a little momentum on offense, and worked out for us.
It did, and it seemed like the first half, Concordia kind of had their way running the football up the middle, tried to do whatever you wanted. They kind of had their way, whatever you tried to do, they just countered with it. And you guys made the adjustments in the second half, and really until their last drive, they had zero first downs in that second half.
Like I said, that adjustment we made at halftime, we could see it on our iPads up here. And, you know, we just made that change, and that's all it took. It was a simple change.
Offensively, Concordia did a pretty good job shutting you guys down tonight. You guys tried to go to the outside, tried to go to the inside. They just kind of they took your sweeps away tonight. But it was the passing game that saved you guys tonight. And how about the performance there from Parker Gooden? Three touchdown passes and some pretty big touchdowns and some big third down conversions through the air when you needed them the most.
Yep. I mean, they definitely stopped us. They were slanting their defensive tackles, which they were pretty darn tough, you know, and shutting down the run on us. And so we had to go to the air, and Marshall and Parker did a great job.
Yeah, both Parkers there. How about that run there, time by Parker Volgamore on that 55-yard touchdown play right at the end of the half there to get you guys on the board?
Yeah, that was a great play. You know, Parker actually looked fast there. He's not slow by no means, but he looked pretty fast.
That he did. And then Marshall Froh, how he tightroped that left sideline there for that touchdown to put you guys up, which would have been for good. And that's just great concentration of the ball floating in the air like that.
I actually thought he was going to step out of bounds before we even threw the ball. And he tightroped the sideline and made the catch. It was great.
You know, it wasn't the best performance, but you know what? There's still life. You have the playoffs next week. Whether it's going to be Pratt, whether it's going to be Kingman right now, Kingman up by 7, 3.5 to go in the game last check. And, you know, you're going to get a pretty good shot from either team there. And, boy, that would be kind of a change of game plan a little bit maybe with if it's going to be Kingman.
Yeah, it's definitely a surprise. But this may actually be in our benefit here. It might wake us up a little bit. And maybe it doesn't matter who we play.
Yeah, I mentioned in the broadcast in the fourth quarter, most points that Concordia gave up on this field this year was 16 points. And that was and a win against a very good Marysville team in 3A. 28 points here against this Concordia team on the road here. I mean, it doesn't look pretty maybe how you played it, but that's still pretty good testament for your team here in the end.
Yeah, you know, Concordia was pretty darn tough, really. They were pretty physical. Our defensive tackles are big. You know, Dan's close to 300 pounds, and Nick Cheney's over 250. And they've been tough, and they've been bowling their way through guys all year round, and they've been stopped. They were stopped tonight. So you know that Concordia was pretty darn tough.
It is assistant coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game. Beavers win it here by the count of 28-12 here in Concordia against the Panthers to get to 9-0 on the air, and they will host a playoff game next Friday night at Darner Field against either Pratt or Kingman. Coach, congratulations on the 9-0 starts, and we're back at it next week again.
All right. Thanks, Adam.